China last year cut off imports of a wide variety of scrap materials, the type of materials that we recycle here, and shrank the global market for selling those materials. And therefore, certain Michigan communities are now having to pay quite a bit extra to dispose of their recyclables at recycling centers. So it's created this big problem where a lot of recycling centers don't want to take these materials and are passing the costs on to Michigan communities.
So, what are communities doing to respond?
Well, the most extreme example is in the southeast Michigan community of Westland, which rerouted its recyclable materials, which is about 20% of its waste, into landfills. It's hoping to do that temporarily as it's figuring out another solution. Other cities are just preparing to pay quite a bit more in costs and may have to rethink their practices in the long term as their contracts with recycling centers run out.
And what about Northern Michigan recycling? Has that been impacted by the change in the market?
Well, I spoke with officials in Emmett County, which has a recycling program that's kind of been called a model for rural communities. They said that they are getting less money for the recycled goods that they sell. So, this decision in China is affecting their bottom line in that they are not earning as much revenue from the materials that they're recycling, but they're doing all right overall. And part of that is because Emmett County is among the Michigan communities that have actually invested in their own recycling processing facility. So that means not only are they is Emmett County paying to haul the materials to a recycling center, they're also operating that recycling center and getting revenue from selling those materials. And they're also charging various fees from haulers to offset some of their costs. So they're seen as really a successful case in which Emmett County had been able to make money when the recycling market was a little bit better, to invest in its facilities and to save as well for when times are a little bit rougher like they are now. They're able to reap the benefits of selling those materials.
Are they getting any help from the state at all?
They will this year, yes. In last year's budget, Governor Snyder signed legislation that creates a new program that will send about $15 million per year towards recycling. It's unclear which communities are going to get that right now and what exactly it will look like. But the idea is to use some of that money to set up local markets to unload these recycled materials. And some of this money will also go towards educating recyclers about how best to dispose of their materials so they're not contaminating the waste, and also potentially some of the money will go to helping communities offset some of their extra costs on the recycling side.